pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And a fine good morning to you across central Nebraska. Our friends listening around the world on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Looking forward to a great show. Doug actually out today, has a little bit of illness, so Derek and I are going to man the ship. We're looking forward to having a couple of ladies from the National Division II Basketball Committee in studio here shortly. Sandy Michael, she's the athletic director at Holy Family University in Philadelphia. Their team is actually in the top 15 and could actually be here in March. They're from the same region as Southern Connecticut, who represented or is a normal representative out of that region. She will be joined along with Tina Craw, an NCAA representative who happens to be in town. A lot going on today. There's a big Loper luncheon going on starting at 11:45. They're going to announce a major fundraising event. The Chancellor will be here for that, along with coaches Russell and Carnes. Perhaps later in the hour, we tried to run down Dick Turpin. Yesterday, Derek didn't have much luck. Mr. Turpin did call back after the show. There were some mix-ups there. We spoke with one of his, I don't know if it's his daughter or his wife this morning, and she is going to have Mr. Turpin call as soon as he returned.
That will be great.
From running downtown. So looking forward to Dick Turpin. We've got the River City Boat and RV Expo going on at the Mid-America Center.
Busy.
This weekend. Busy weekend down there. Nebraska-Oklahoma game. Women's basketball last night. Nebraska off to the 2-0 start. Had the lead 49-48. 11:45 remaining. Had the lead, you know, 11th ranked team in the country. Did anybody really think that they would go on the road and win that?
No.
I'm not sure anybody did. You know, you get a relatively young team. Connie Ory, they played great early on. I think if you would ask Connie Ory and gave her the record this time of the year, if you'd be happy with that, she would probably have neck impingement from doing a cartwheel backwards and have to go see Dr. John Klingensmith. 25 turnovers, 18 steals. I'm not sure I've ever...
Ouch.
That's been a long time since I've heard of 18 steals. And when you look at a stat sheet and you see steals, they have 18 of them. That's an awful, awful big number. And
yeah.
Obviously the Huskers learning with a young group on the road. You've got to take care of the basketball. Every possession is critical. Yeah, it's just one of those things. I think you come home, you regroup, and you get ready for the rest of your season. I don't think that's a real head hanger. You learn from experience on the road, and you go on with your life. Interesting, another basketball game last night found Bobby Knight winning his 900th basketball game and just basically drilling Texas A&M. A great soundbite after the game in the interview, too, Bobby Knight. Being interviewed by Holly Rowe, and Holly Rowe saying, Coach Knight, you're basically a teacher of the game of basketball. How great was it to draw up the game plan yesterday and then have your team come out and utilize that? How fulfilling was that for you? And I don't know, Coach Knight said something like that. Well, wasn't that all that fulfilling? They damn well better done it, or basically... They would have paid for it.
And he threw a chair out on the court and said, no.
You know,
see it coming.
First men's Division I head coach to win 900 career games, I believe, starting in 1965. That's an unbelievable accomplishment. Think of what you want of Coach Knight, but he's had a dramatic impact on a lot of young people's lives. And you don't get very many of them say a lot of bad things that have went through that program. They may look back on, you know, some things, and he probably would go back and probably do some things maybe a little bit different, but nonetheless, 900 career victories, and that is wonderful. Also, later in the show, we're going to break down the NFL games, because I know if Doug's sitting over there, no, we don't have time for NFL games.
Well, it's you got it today, big guy.
So, you know what? I want to talk early entries leaving from the Big 12 to the NFL draft. Throw out some names, and I think there are plenty of big names out there. I want to look at the NFL draft order. And I don't understand why there's a team in the top 10 that's in the top 10, and I know that's going to irk some people. And how about a father in Wisconsin restraining his 7-year-old kid with tape because he wouldn't wear a Packer jersey last Sunday?
Not good.
That landed him in jail. Now mom's got a restraining order. And it's just a big mess. So much to get to. So much to get to. John McBride bringing the ladies in. Wonderful, wonderful to have them here. We want to take a short break.
We can take a quick timeout and come back.
Okay, let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Sandy Michaels, the athletic director at Holy Family University in Philadelphia, and along with Tina Craw, the NCAA representative as well. Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man can get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Get ready to save. Kearney Yamaha's factory authorized clearance sale was the largest sale Kearney Yamaha has ever had. But they do have a problem. Trades, trades, and more trades. The folks at Kearney Yamaha have over 50 late model ATVs in stock right now. All these machines have been serviced and inspected by their 5-star certified technicians. And they're ready for work or play right now.
This is Terry Lobig at Kearney Yamaha. And we have over 50 pre-owned ATVs in stock. Whether you want to spend $900 or $4,900, we have the right machine to fit your needs.
If you want to save thousands of dollars compared to a new ATV, stop by Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, and check out their entire inventory of pre-owned ATVs.
Personal watercraft, ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Winter blues got you down?
It wasn't my fault, I swear to God!
Do something about it. Head to Cunningham's Journal. Let them warm you up with a happy hour special like Buck 50 Wells and Domestic Longnecks. Maybe even a 225 big-ass beer would do the trick. And now, happy hour's even happier. With extended hours till 8 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Join Cunningham's Tuesday and Thursday nights for beer and burgers till 8 for $3.50. That's right, burger and long neck for $3.50. That's all this winter at Cunningham's Journal. Happy hour 4 to 8. Monday through Saturday. We'll see you soon.
There's something for every outdoorsman at the 5th Annual River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo, January 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Mid-America Center, just off I-80, across from Bass Pro Shops, featuring hunting, fishing, RVs, boats, merchandise, and lodge information, plus free kids casting events and lots of other special activities. Seminars and speakers include nationally renowned favorites Larry Porter and Hutch Hutchinson walleye fishing and Joel Vasek smallmouth bass fishing. You'll also have a chance to see the latest and greatest in boats, all-terrain vehicles, and campers currently on the market. Visit Dog Village, sponsored by ProPack Pet Food, and keep what you catch at the Live Trout Pond, sponsored by Cabela's. Partnering for the weekend with Bass Pro Shops, Doll Distributing, and Midwest Insurance Associates. Admission is $7 for adults and $3 for children 15 and under. Dollar off coupons are available at Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, and area sporting goods stores. Outdoorsmen of every age, don't miss the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, January 18th through the 20th. Presented by the Pottawatomie County Chapter of Pheasants Forever.
Well, we're back. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Thanks for joining us. Look forward to having these two ladies in studio with us to talk about one of the biggest events that comes to Kearney. They've held a couple of them. They had the wrestling. We've had the women's here a year ago. We've hosted volleyball here. They keep returning to Kearney for some reason. And maybe Tina Craw, who happens to be the NCAA representative here, and can share a little bit of light on maybe it's a facility, maybe it's a community support, maybe it's all of the above.
I think it's all of the above. I think we try to bring our Division II championships to a community that embraces Division II, and the University of Nebraska at Kearney is one of those institutions. Not only that, but the community. We award this site for this championship for two consecutive years. So the university has had it last year, and they'll have it this year, and we hope they invite us back again. It's a bid process to determine where we go. And we love the city, and we love what they do for the women's basketball.
How many bids are submitted annually or biannually, whatever?
Biannually, and we usually get somewhere between, and in any given year, it could be between 5 and 10 bids. It's a big undertaking because you're bringing, you know, 8 different institutions in here, and it's, you know, puts a lot of pressure on an institution because sometimes I think people don't want to bid unless they're guaranteed their team's going to get in. And we're lucky that John McBride, as an AD, understands the bigger picture, and we watch Carol Ross quite closely to make sure that she's, you know, we don't want to jinx her, but we certainly want the local team to have an opportunity to be in it as well.
Absolutely, and I think the run they made last year certainly caught a lot of people's eye,
right,
about how close they were, the one game away, and a great run by Carol, and got a lot of young players back. I'm bidding. Does the committee as a whole follow that, or?
Well, I'm going to refer this to Sandy because Sandy's the chair of the committee. So Sandy, you can answer that question.
I think we keep an eye on that. You know, certainly we can't influence that in any way. But naturally, if we have the host team in the tournament, it certainly would help as far as attendance is concerned. So that would just be a bonus if that could happen.
Sandy, now the Division II deal is broke out in regions, correct?
That's correct.
And you might have 3 of the best teams in the country in that same region, and just 2 of those, unfortunately, that's just the way it is right now. And
that's right. They're left home, and just the champion of that particular region will be able to go forward to the national tournament.
Now, maybe you can speak to this. Maybe is that something that maybe in the future we will look at and try and get rid of that, or is that just that's just the way it is in Division II with money and financial?
Well, I think it's more the fact that it's the Division II. The whole philosophy is a regionalization model, and so that's not going to change. I mean, that's kind of the premise of what we stand for. I think on the other hand, if you want to look at the absolute positives, those who really follow basketball and understand the sport, it is one of the best national championships you can come to, because it requires you to play well and coach well. Probably more importantly, coach well. Because the 8 teams that show up here more than likely haven't seen each other play, only have gotten 1 videotape. And so if you're not going to adjust during the game and coach and really get through, you can have the number 1 team in the nation based on a national ranking by a coaches association, and they might not win this tournament if they can't coach in it.
Yeah.
So that's really what it comes down to.
Fair enough. Tina, when you look at Kearney, and we get John McBride on here periodically, and he basically told us that, hey, it doesn't matter when we look at hosting another, say, the volleyball tournament. Because Kearney has had 2, 3, 4 of these events, that doesn't throw Kearney out for 4 or 5 years of any consideration whatsoever.
No, I think the hard part from the Division II aspect is because it's a regionalization model, you're not going to necessarily keep a championship permanently in one region because you want to be able to have the. But I can tell you this: what the committee has been committed to is we're going to take it to communities that support it, regardless of whether their institution is in it or not. And so far, we're kind of coming up with 1 or 2 or 3 regions, and obviously this region is one of those. And I my personal preference is that John McBride understands it, and I think that anytime you have success in a community, it certainly elevates the level of confidence bringing a championship back.
Sandy, now you're the chairperson of this committee, but you're also the athletic director at Holy Family University in Philadelphia.
That's correct.
Which is a little bit interesting right now. Maybe in years past, Holy Family wasn't that strong, but this year making a little bit of a run at they're in the top 15 right now. You're wanting to bring your team back with you the next time you're in Kearney.
There's no doubt about it. I would love to get on the plane with my team, my coaching staff, and come out here and just watch them vie for this national championship. naturally, that's my priority. I mean, let's face facts. I'm the AD, and that's what I'm hired to do. So naturally, I'm going to support my team as strongly as possible. With that being said, there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee that, you know, where we're seated today is where we're going to be in March. Yes, we're doing well, and we're playing strong. We're healthy, and we're things are falling into place for Holy Family. I would love to come back here to Nebraska with a team load on that plane.
It was interesting last night in talking with Mr. McBride. You guys made mention that. How far is it from the hotel to the arena? And you said 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Everything seems to be 5 minutes in Kearney. But that's a good thing from our perspective. No one gets caught up in traffic. And if you did, you could probably walk to it. So, you know, that's fine from our perspective. The most important thing that we look at as a committee, as Tina made reference to, is really how the community embraces this tournament, this championship, and the eight schools that come into this community. And that's really what is the driving force behind all of this. It's a community involvement, really welcoming us and just being hospitable while we're here. And we found nothing but that this past year, and we expect the same next year.
Take us through the process once the bids are submitted. Maybe you say you've got five bids. Does the chairperson, Tina, do you go out and visit each place? How does that work?
Yeah, at the moment, we do not. We do not do pre-site visits before selection, and so we rely a lot on past experience. We also rely on our national committee is made up of eight members that represent each region, so we rely on our committee members that are in that region to give us a little history on what they know about that institution. We do conference calls with the administration that puts those bids in, and then we really sit back, and our number one priority in any selection is a student-athlete experience. Where are they going to get the best experience? And some cases, people say, why don't you take it to Florida, or why don't you take it to California?
I was going
to
say Honolulu.
Yeah, yeah. And the bottom line is that weather issue is maybe an immediate response. It's like anything you might be excited to get off. And really the bottom line is, you know, the women that are playing at this level understand that it's about the competitiveness inside the gym. And so it's about selling seats. It's about making sure that the kids know that people really want to see their talent. They're here to really show what they do all every day in and day out on their institutional campus.
Well, I think that was one of the most amazing things about Kearney last year for this tournament was the seating and the people putting their behinds in those seats.
Sure.
And John did some great things with the school system. I think they're going to do that again as far as getting certain schools to support different kids. But just the number of people that showed up, and Kearney wasn't involved in it.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, and this is the philosophy of our committee, and Sandy is obviously the leader of that committee, is that we want to integrate our championship into the community. We don't want this to bring, hey, this is our championship, we're going to be here, we expect you to support it. We want it to be a win-win for the community, for the university, and for the student-athletes that come to the Elite Eight. And so it's really important that we figure out where those trigger points are. One of those is that we have a high expectation for the student-athletes that come to give back to whatever community that we're involved in. And so the community outreach program, and I'll let Sandy talk a little bit about it, is probably a big highlight of what these student-athletes do. And, you know, I've had coaches say, listen, I know that we want to win, but the student-athlete outreach program that you guys put in says it all, regardless of whether we win, lose, or draw. It's something that's really, really important.
Basically, what we've done with the help of John McBride is the student athletes from UNK begin going out to your elementary schools, and they'll address the fifth graders and really talk to them not only just about the tournament coming to town, but they talk to them about sportsmanship, teamwork, competition in a healthy manner, and they really make a connection for us before we get here, before the eight teams get here. All of these children are well aware that we're coming into town and who the teams are. So then when we do come in, each one of our teams, along with a committee member, will go out to those elementary schools and spend time with them, visit them, and really just get a more of a relationship going between the two. This has proven to be extremely successful on both parts, from the students that are in the elementary schools as well as the student athletes. When we walk away, I think we all feel good about that.
Sandy, talk about the community support for your university, and as far as bringing fans, I think last year, you know, it came down to two teams, very, very far eastern, probably the worst, you know, probably from a committee standpoint,
exactly.
When you look at attendance, you probably go, oh, no.
Yeah, we cringed. We did. We did cringe quite a bit as some of the teams were getting knocked out. But from an athletic director's perspective, we do have a fan base. And many of our parents would travel, but as far as bringing a community, that would be difficult to do. So that's why it's so important that we really build relationships within the community that's hosting this championship. And that's what is going to lead to the student-athlete experience. We need to have the community involved so that the fans that are here really become part of the experience for us.
How many on your committee?
Eight.
And they're from one from every region that's represented,
correct.
I
yes.
take it. So,
yes.
So the representative from our region is John? No.
No, it's actually Paula Kruger from Colorado Mines.
Oh, Colorado Mines. So
yep.
That is somebody just puts it.
There's a whole nominating committee process within the NCAA structure, and so it's really out. It does not. I don't even get the vote. You know, it's basically based on the region. You basically apply to be on the national committee, and then there's a nominating committee that's made up of administrators, mostly ADs, associate ADs, that will review those nominations and select what they feel is the best person.
Talk about the facilities in which Kearney has to offer these championships, and maybe rank those in other Division II settings that you saw across the country.
Well, I think it's quite interesting because I think this facility is one of the better facilities for an on-campus. There's a lot of times an institution might put a bid in and use a downtown civic center. I think the size of the arena is very good. I think the movement, egress and all that is perfect. I think it's a great size for us. I anywhere between 5,000-6,000 is really what we're shooting for. I think the fact that we are on ESPN2 for the semifinals and we are on ESPN for the finals just helps give a little bit more exposure. And so I think the facilities are one of the better ones in Division II that we've been to.
Sandy, can you speak to that, what you see on the East Coast?
No, this is an excellent facility that we're walking into. I think the other aspect that we have to mention at UNK, that they have the facility that we can also host a clinic for the young girls on championship day in the morning. What we do is in their alternate gym, we go in and all our local coaches will come on board with us, and we probably have somewhere between 200 to 250 young women that'll come on campus, and we put on a clinic for them, and it just lends to our whole philosophy of being part of the entire community.
Ladies, thank you so much for giving us a minute this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Anything we missed?
No, I think we're just excited to be here, and we just want to encourage people to buy tickets when they become available, and we'll give them the best show we can give them.
Perfect. I know it was a great show. I think there was a lot of great games last year. I think it came down to maybe the right teams. Let's hope we don't cringe. Maybe we get a local team to stick around a little bit longer. I know we'll get John McBride in here for just a minute. There's some exciting things going on up at the college today at 11:45. Loper Luncheon begins. John, I know you're excited about the championship. I know you're excited about the way the women are playing up here, but a lot of excitement right now.
No, there is, and I know you can tell in talking to those two that, you know, the level of support we have from NCAA is awesome, and it's great to sit down and collaborate and spend a day and a half with them and talk about the championship and help promote it. We like to fill that gym up. You know, let's double the crowd. Let's get some folks out there. We had great crowds last year. Did a great job supporting it. But there's no reason we can't come out with more folks.
No, I think you're exactly right on that. Today at the Loper Luncheon, you guys are going to release a major fundraising event that will be going on.
Yeah, we're going to announce inaugural Vieira Wireless Women's Walk. It's going to be September 13th next year, similar to what's up at UNO with their Women's Walk, and it's raised a good deal of money for their program. The pressures that are that every athletic program faces to support all its programs leads to this discussion, because hopefully the money generated from the Women's Walk will help women's athletics, obviously, athletic scholarships, as well as helping us potentially get another sport started here, which we need to do from a Title IX perspective. I think it also helps us support our entire program. If we're not draining down from the men's programs to support, you know, the women's programs, it's, if you look at it as a total team effort, that money is going to help all around. So it's going to be vital. We've got like a great Sherry Morrow and Patty Sartorius are two names I think are familiar in this town. They're the voluntary chairs for the event, so they're going to help us. Got a great network of women in this community that are helping us put on the event for the first time. We anticipate a great response to it. With Vieira's help from a sponsorship standpoint, it helps us get a great start on guaranteeing that this is going to be a successful event year in, year out. And we do plan to do it on an annual basis in the fall. The concept is you get sponsorships, and you're sponsored and participate in a walk. It's just a 30-minute walk. It's not a competitive thing at all. But more so, it just rallies people around the program, gets them out here for a day, and gets the women in this community involved in our program in a way that we haven't been able to do to this point. So we're excited to kick that off today, and we look forward to working with you in helping promote it.
Well, it looks like 11:45 is going to be the go time of the Loper lunch, and I know that's happened shortly, but people get a chance to still get out of work, head up there. If you're 5-10 minutes late, you sneak in the back, no big deal. Coaches Carol Russell and Holly Carnes are going to be on hand, along with the chancellor today, so a big announcement there. All the coaches get up, talk about their teams. I know the men's team right now, they need the support. This is one of those growing pain years. I think they're struggling a little bit. I think Drake Baronic's putting up amazing numbers for a young sophomore. But nonetheless, they need your support out there.
Well, they do. And, you know, they're 4-3 on the year, though, and they finished the first half of the season above 500. And I'm not so sure if you asked somebody out of the chute if they would have been a 500 team, you know, earlier in the season, that anybody would say that they would have been. But they are, and the reason is because they play so hard and play with a mission and with focus. I think they're a team deserving of support, so I hope that people keep coming out. You know, I think goals are a little bit, you look at goals a little differently now. Maybe you don't win championships, or maybe you don't make regionals, but, you know, you make your conference tournament. And with 9 freshmen on the team, if we make our conference tournament, I think that's a great, great effort. And you build on that for the future years. And, you know, I would recommend that other teams and schools might want to get their shots in this year, because, you know, we're growing each game. We're getting better each game, and we're getting some confidence each game, and there's some talent out on the floor. So we're not a team that you can just walk out on and expect to run over. And they're come, you know, every day ready to go. Women's team is off to an awesome start. Great win over UNO Monday night. Their confidence is building. You know, besides Fort Lewis, I think we're as good as there is in a conference. So, you know, we can make a run there, hopefully get an automatic bid from our conference, get in the regional, and then try to make some damage there.
As we saw last year, anything's possible once
Absolutely.
You get there. So it'll certainly be interesting to follow the rest of the season. I look forward. Thank you so much for bringing these ladies in, giving us a minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. Derek, we need to take a short break. When we come back, Dick Turpin's going to join us. Loper Luncheon, 11:45, going on, Health and Sports Center. Get out there and check it out today. Great opportunity to meet with all the coaches. They stick around. They'll visit with you a little bit afterwards. These two ladies, Sandy Michael and Tina Cray, will be there as well. If you've got you've got a suggestion, something you think would help attendance in any way, they're here to listen. They will take all the support they can get from this community, and they like Kearney, and we certainly want to have these ladies back in town for more and more championships in the future. Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. The daily driving most of us do is tough on our engines. That's why you need to get to AutoZone today and get everything you need for a complete oil change. Now, for a limited time at AutoZone, Pennzoil is celebrating race season and the number 29 Pennzoil car by offering 5 quarts of Pennzoil oil and a Fram oil filter for just $12.29. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Race into AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
I am busy, 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 busy. I eat, drink, and sleep busy. When I wake up, I'm busy. When I go to sleep, I'm busy. I am the king of Busy Island. So the first place I went to get my car insurance was Progressive.com because I know they provide me with all the information to make the right decision. It's simply one stop and I'm done. Boom. I'd tell you more, but I'm just too busy.
If you're super busy, go to Progressive.com and we'll give you our rates and in most cases other leading companies. It's the fastest way to save hundreds.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The printed material you present to a client is the face of your business. It's the face of your image and the very face of the way you communicate to the world. Lips Printing Service would like you to meet the face of their business, their sales team. The sales staff at Lips will come to your place of business, providing you personal service to answer your questions and to get the job done right. Lips Printing Service is one of only a few printers where the sales team comes to you on time, done right, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service of Kearney.
Why pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck? Since 1981, Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Kearney Auto has a great selection of extra clean cars, SUVs, and pickups. Need a rental car? Take advantage this month of Kearney Auto's special low rate of $19.95. Tax refund time is fast approaching. At Kearney Auto Sales, you can buy here, pay here too. Stop in today or call for details at 236-7009. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
This Sunday, it's the championship round of the NFL playoffs, and Westwood One is your exclusive home for all the action. Hi, this is Dave Sims. Join Bob Trumpy and me in New England as Tom Brady's Patriots continue their march towards a perfect season. Then in the NFC title game, Bill Rosinski and Jim Fossil deliver the Giants and the Packers. Two amazing games. The winners move on to Super Bowl 42. If it's championship Sunday, it's right here.
Catch all the action Sunday on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Out back, Doug and Daddy show. If you're just joining us, Doug out today. A little bit of illness. Lord willing, he'll be back tomorrow. Good to have Sandy Michaels. She was the athletic director at Holy Family University in Philadelphia. She's also the women's basketball national chairperson. And Tina Cray from the NCAA rep from Indianapolis here with us on the Doug and Daddy show, along with John McBride, athletic director. We talked a lot about early in the week, and we've gave away a lot of River City Hunting and Fishing RV and Boat Expo passes, and we look forward to catching up with Dick Turpin. Dick, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy show.
You're entirely welcome. I hope that, you know, I've done this program over there at River City for a couple, 3 or 4 years now, and it's really a good show. We have a lot of workshops over there, people that are displaying their goods over there. You got fishing, you got hunting. They just did a lot of stuff there. You got some guys that sit there in front of you and make Osage bows, and so you can kind of watch some craft stuff too. They got a big boat display there, RVs, you know, trailers, campers, four wheelers. I mean, anything you want in the outdoors, they're going to have it. The workshops they do, they just kind of appeal to all, really. We have family things, you know, we have a kids' workshop on fishing, how to get kids started fishing. There are walleye, of course, there are bass, there are panfish, crappie. Old Gene Meester over there, crappie fisherman, probably a better one you'll ever know. And it gives you all the inside dope on how to catch those certain types of fish. Larry Porter, the old writer for the World Herald, he'll be there. And the outdoor writer, he'll be there to do a workshop along with, I think Hutchinson's going to be there, old Hutch from up there on the pier area. He's a walleye fisherman. And then Jimmy McDonald from Iowa, he'll be there doing a show on walleye, too. And I know Rob Rodhagen from Canada is going to be down do a thing on how to prepare yourself for a hunt up there in that country. Just practical things you need to know if you're going to apply for permits up in Canada. So there's a lot of information flows through there.
Wow.
And it's just a fun show to go to. Good people run it, and it goes to a good cause there. and I'm just tickled to be a part of it. I hope to see everybody over there. It's a good show, and it's a good time of the year. We got this little snowstorm that's going to clear off, give you a chance to get outdoors, get the snow scooped off the walk, and get in the pickup and head for Council Bluffs. It'll be a good time.
Now, Dick, don't short yourself. You're going to be there as well. If somebody wants to go out and blast a turkey, you're going to be giving them some tips.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to set up. I make turkey calls, personalized turkey calls, so I'll be set up to do that. And they always want me to set up my old teepee. I got an old teepee I've had for 20 years. I set it right there in the doorway. It draws some interest. People ask about it and everything. So I'll be there. You're darn right. Tickled to death to be there. I'm going to be doing a workshop on the family fishing, on getting kids started. I'll do that one. And then I'm going to do a couple there on Saturday and Sunday, a couple on turkey hunting, on spring turkey hunting. So, yeah, I'll be there, kid. It's a good time. I'll be looking forward to seeing you folks there. Anybody listening, I hope you're there and attending it and having a good time.
Dick, I always find it interesting. You've spent so much time in the outdoors, and you've been so many places and got to see so many beautiful places and things out in the wild. Do you have a couple favorites and favorite times of the year that you like to do special things?
Well, I'll tell you, as far as hunting goes, I mean, I deer hunt, yet I muzzleloader hunt, and I still archery hunt. And so I spend a lot of time in the fall hunting. I don't start generally until October, but I'll spend a lot of time in the woods. I buy quite a few permits. I get season choice permits, so I do a lot of deer hunting. But I think as far as fishing goes, you know, I grew up on little trout streams up there in mid-Nebraska and got to enjoy that trout fishing. But I really think my favorite time of the year anymore is getting to be, like, it kind of interferes with my hunting because I like the fall fishing on the reservoirs. The wipers and the white bass, I like to fish for those. And then the catfish in the fall of the year in the rivers, and I do quite a little fishing over on the Missouri in the fall of the year, which kind of interferes. I do some there in the dead of summer, though, too, on catfish. So I guess probably one of my favorites is that spring turkey hunt. I just love it. And then the fall fishing in the reservoirs out mid to western Nebraska.
Dick Turpin joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, getting set for the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo. A lot going on this weekend. You know what? For the entire family, isn't it, Dick? I mean, you don't have to.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to be an experienced angler, hunter. Just come on out and check everything out.
Yeah, the idea is this, that you are kind of a novice. I mean, because there's so much information there. The guy that's just kind of getting started, he needs to come to that. Because you get a lot of information there. The old hands, you know, this, I mean, they'll come to it just because it's social, probably. But this program is for kids and moms and dads and maybe the people that are just kind of taking an interest in the outdoors. That's the idea here. Get over there and pick up some good information and make yourselves a little bit more of an outdoorsman and enjoy it more. The more knowledge you have like that, the more you're going to enjoy those excursions when you get out in the woods.
Dick, you know, one thing I don't need to see is those new electronics on those new boats. that gets expensive, doesn't it?
Oh, God, it gets expensive, but I tell you the truth. I don't know. I got that on my boat. You know, I don't have two of them. Some of them got in the front and the back. I just got one. And mainly what I use that for is depth. I like to find those little drop-offs and everything. But I don't know how many times I've been setting over fish. You know, big schools of white bass or whatever out there, like at the Calamus Reservoir, and you can't catch one of those to save your soul. And so one of my friends said, I think they got a program so they just show you that screen so you think first fish down there. But anyway, I don't know. You know, when I talk in that workshop about fishing and starting, the simpler the better. One of the best times in the last 10 years, one of the most enjoyable afternoons I ever spent was with my wife, down at Burchard Lake, down here in southeast Nebraska, with two of those big 12-foot fiberglass extending poles. You just tie a line on the end of it, and a little bobber and a little piece of worm, and we were fishing the spawning beds where those bluegill were in there, and I mean to tell you, we caught a bucket full of bluegills, really nice ones, took them home, cleaned them, had a big fish fry. But I don't think I ever enjoyed an afternoon any more than I did with those old cane poles, just dropping them over the edge of that little moss bank in them gravel beds and catching those bluegill. My wife, we got to laughing and just enjoyed ourselves so much. But I would have been embarrassed if one of my buddies with a cane pole and a worm on the end of that, you know. But in fact, I think maybe some of that is missing in fishing. We've gotten so technical that it's almost got to be a chore. You know, you got to have everything set up. Be sure the battery's charged. Be sure the locator is working, and your fish finder that goes down and sees the fish biting on the hook and all that. Sometimes I think maybe we've gone too far on that. You know, just set me on a bank with a worm and a bobber and that cane pole, and I'll probably enjoy myself just as much as I would in my boat with all the electronics.
Yeah, I know you got the G. Loomis people cringing right now.
Yeah, I probably do.
Well, Dick, I enjoyed the time getting to spend with you this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show, and I think it's a great cure for cabin fever. We need to attend it this weekend, the 2008 River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo, going on at the Mid-America Center, right across the river in Council Bluffs. Friday go time is 4 o'clock until 9 o'clock, Saturday 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday 10 to 4. You know what? We're going to give away a couple passes, Dick. Thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate catching up with you.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
No problem. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Dick Turpin. Well, you won't find many better guys. Done it all. Got the old cane pole, the old bobber going. The simpler,
hey,
the better.
Hey, if it gets you a big bucket full of bluegill, I'm all for it, man.
Derek, we got two left. Two left. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to talk about NFL football because, well, Doug's out today, and that's what I want to talk about. And damn it, we're going to talk NFL football. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show. Call now for two River City Hunting and Fishing RV and Boat Expo. 1-888-455-3776. 1-888-455-3776. Call now. We've got a pair left, one pair, and that is all we've got. Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up. Yours for the fun of it. Funner Kino Casino and Sports Bar. Watch and wager on coast-to-coast thoroughbred racing. Afternoons and evenings from 11-10 a.m. All your favorite tracks, including Santa Anita, Tampa Bay, Gulfstream, Golden Gate. Plus, enjoy Kino, satellite sports, and full menu dining and beverage service. Watch the NFL Conference Championship Sunday at Funner Park, Grand Island.
In time for the new year, America's favorite home gym is having a fitness sale. Now you can have the Bowflex home gym you've always dreamed of for zero down and as little as $14 a month. And there's more. For a limited time only, get your Bowflex home gym shipped to you absolutely free. That's right, zero down, monthly payments as low as $14, and free shipping too. Choose one of our best-selling Bowflex home gyms, and for a limited time, get started for zero down, payments as low as $14 a month, and free shipping. Call 1-800-266-1387 for complete details. There's never been a better time or a better deal. Call 1-800-266-1387 while this special offer lasts. That's 1-800-266-1387.
On approved Bowflex credit card purchases, monthly payment is 1.5% of the purchase plus any late fees. The number of months you pay and total amount of minimum monthly payments depends on additional purchases and account balances. Free shipping offer valid only in continental U.S. Call for complete details.
$50 worth of coupons to Godfather's Pizza of Kearney, only $25. Another super deal at ESPNSuperstation.com. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com.
We'll see sunny skies across the area today as temperatures reached around 26 for a high. West winds will stay from 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see some increasing clouds and a slight chance of some snow showers develops late. Lows of around 12 with a northwest wind of 10 to 20. I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 9 above.
We're back, Doug and Daddy Show. Derek, Doug's not here today. We have no Lil Wayne.
Oh, you want some Lil Wayne?
I gotta have Lil Wayne. Doug's not here. We gotta have some Lil Wayne. He's a crazy little man, that Lil Wayne. Unbelievable. Interesting that I found a little list of. Oh, there it is. So you've got a handful of stacks, you got to grab an umbrella.
Are you, you're trying to decipher rap music now?
Well, he's making it rain. Is this what Pac-Man listens to?
Yes, I think it is, actually.
Did Pac-Man punch his own attorney in the face? Why is his attorney at a strip joint with him?
Who knows?
I just don't get it. If you're looking at the early entries for this year's NFL draft, some great, great talent out of the Big 12 leaving, which I don't think hurts anybody's feelings when Nebraska trying to reestablish themselves. Yeah, with a smile on your face.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, guys, for competing. Now get out. Bobby Reed, the quarterback, has declared from Oklahoma State, who has a weird situation down there. Jamal Charles, the running back, which... he has 604 yards against Nebraska.
Yeah, he's the Big 12 indoor sprinting champion, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah,
so he won't be missed. Not by Nebraska fans.
Yeah, look at these two tight ends also getting out. Like Martellus Bennett from A&M and Jermichael Finley from Texas, gone as well. Malcolm Kelly, the receiver from Oklahoma. And then Aqib Talib and Anthony Collins from Kansas. So Kansas, you know, there was a true playmaker. You know, and Aqib Talib could do it all, play some offense, return some punts, just as a highlight reel. And one of the fun guys we had a chance to interview at Big 12 Media Days. I will miss that because I actually look forward to going back and talking to Aqib Talib again. Had a lot of fun with him and wish him all the best on the next level and kind of smile.
Yeah.
Goodbye, guys.
See ya.
Thanks a lot for
coming. We won't miss you.
Also...
Hopefully the Bills draft you.
Hopefully the Bills draft you. Where are the Bills? You mentioned the Bills draft. The Bills draft the 11th.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
The 11th. The one thing about this NFL draft, New England had to give up their first-round pick. They because of the Spygate, they're gone. First-round pick gone. But they've got the 7th overall pick from San Francisco. How does this happen? I'm trying to understand how this happens.
What happens to their other pick that was voided?
It is gone.
It's just gone.
They lose that. It's just gone. It's listed to be the 32nd pick. It says we'll forfeit first round pick as punishment for illegal videotaping.
So technically there's no 32nd pick this year.
Technically there's no 32nd pick.
Nice.
But they still have the 7th pick. Why wouldn't you give them the 32nd pick and get rid of the 7th pick? Wouldn't that have been a harsher punishment?
Wow.
Certainly would have been much more severe than... I mean, if you're New England and it looks like, and you're the commissioner, and you look at it and you go, boy, I'm looking at their draft. I know how important the draft is to these teams. And they're going to pick, you know, 60th. So you're basically the end of the second round? All right, that's punishment. What is a punishment when you give them the 7th round pick?
Well, you can't take that one away, though, because they obviously got that in a trade. Not sure what trade or anything, but if they have San Francisco's pick, then technically, I mean, it's still San Francisco's pick, which they got not through Spygate. They got to take the pick that's the New England pick, which is basically a second round pick.
I know it's basically a second-round pick. Yeah. It's the end of the first round. So, you know somebody that's done amazingly well as you look at these playoff games and you head in to this weekend and the four teams that are left standing?
Billy Volek.
Billy Volek, just stay out of the way because Philip Rivers better be ready to go or that's going to be a beatdown. I'll tell you that right now. It's been this guy from the New York Giants. He's in his first year as player personnel guy with the New York Giants. They've got 11 rookies out of 53 players on that team. 11 rookies.
Wow.
They have came in. I mean, you don't have to go to big name schools to get on the NFL, and that's been proven over and over and over again. But in 1 year, Ahmad Bradshaw was a 7th-round pick from Marshall. Jeffrey Pope, a defensive back out of Howard. Western Oregon is where Kevin Boss's tight end came from. That's filling in for Jeremy Shockey, mm-hmm. The injury, you know, broke his leg.
Wow.
You know, Kevin Boss from Western Oregon, 153rd pick overall. I'm looking here, Brown University. That Diosi, the linebacker. He was a 4th everybody that they drafted is on this team. I mean, don't you miss a few?
And, you know, it's funny because if you listen to Coward, and I caught him a little bit coming in to work this morning, but he was talking about drafting isn't, you know who's the good players in the draft are. You got Darren McFadden. There's obvious talent there. You see the obvious talent in the draft. It's when you pick up guys from these smaller schools, guys that are under the radar, and then they perform for you. You see that talent where no one else saw it. That's how you get good drafts. That's what it's all about.
Well, you keep 11 players on a team that contribute out of 53. That's 20, doing some quick math, between 20 and 23%.
Yeah.
Check me on that, somebody out there.
About 20%.
You can shoot me an email if I'm correct on that math, but it's around there, and that's amazing. And did you know this Giants deal going in to Green Bay? Did you know that the Giants have won and covered in all three of their previous NFC Championship games appearances and twice as underdogs? Interesting note.
Interesting.
Another interesting note about this game. Did you know that since the NFL merger in 1970, the NFC title game will be played at Lambeau Field? How many times since 1970? I mean, you think about the tradition of the Packers.
Man. Seven? No.
Twice.
You're kidding.
This is the second time in NFL. I mean, this is the second time since the NFL merger in 1970, the NFC title game will be played at Lambeau Field.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Seven's way too. Yeah, that makes sense.
But of all the tradition, the Packers, and all, you know, that you get that cold weather, you would have thought surely throughout the years that it would have came down to Lambeau Field, and you know that I think alone, you know, you got to think that's 27 years has been two times there.
Yeah, but again, this year they kind of lucked out that they're hosting it. They had to have the Giants knock off the Cowboys, or else they would have been going to Dallas. So that's situations like that, probably.
Once again, and I think these games, you look at both of them, and we can break them down with Tomlinson and Rivers. You know, are they ready to go? They're both questionable, maybe probable. I think they're fine. You think they're fine?
I think they're fine.
Well, you look at the other game. Jeremy Shockey gone, Plaxico Burress hobbling around. You know, Amani Toomer's having to step up with Steve Smith. Steve Smith's a rookie out of USC, and I think a lot of people thought, okay, he's going to be a capable receiver, but, you know, come in this late in the year. I gotta wonder if some of these rookies, and some of them haven't played a lot of time, but some of them, you know, maybe healthier than the rest of the people out there that have played a whole bunch of minutes.
Yeah, it's true. But do they have the experience to play in these big time? Yeah, it's big time, man. This is a championship game. So here's a chance to go to the Super Bowl. I don't know if you want your rookies out there a whole lot.
Well, but, you know, step up and do what they did. You know, they've done it on the road 9 in a row.
True.
9 in a row. They probably don't have that extremity pain. You know, that pain in the shoulders, elbows, wrists, or hands.
I don't know. This late in the season, they might.
Knees, ankles, or feet. I think something's hurting. And I think they know that it can be caused by nerve irritation or, that's right, people, impingement in the neck region and or lower back region of the spine due to all the nerves arising from your spinal cord in the cervical or lumbar spine regions. Irritation to these levels can cause referred pain to the corresponding extremity. You know who can deal with that?
Dr. John.
Corresponding extremity is Dr. John Klingensmith. You're absolutely right. He can relieve these conditions with spinal manipulation. Call Klingensmith Chiropractic today, 234-4940, for a consultation about your condition. Talk to him. Get to know him a little bit better. Maybe you're not all that comfortable about going to a chiropractor. Maybe you've never been to one before. He will ease your pain, ease your worries. Call him today, 234-4940, 11 West 31st Street, right on the south side of the hospital. Klingensmith Chiropractic, conveniently located for you, the patient. Get in and see Dr. John today from Klingensmith Chiropractic.
Daddy, to continue on your playoff rant a little bit there, it kind of goes with the Doug and Daddy Prairie Hills Golf Pole in One at ESPNSuperstation.com. Who do you want to see in the Super Bowl right now? 65% Patriots versus Packers.
Interesting.
A lot of people want to see Brady and Favre.
Is Favre going to retire?
No. He's having too much fun. He said as long as he's healthy and he's having fun, he's probably going to play. And tell you the truth, he's having the most fun out there than I've seen him have in a couple of years.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting how much fun he has on the Cole, because I think the Giants' defensive coordinator, Steven Spagnuolo, he'll send a flurry at you, a variety. He's becoming one of the most respected defensive coordinators in the NFL with a lot of his rush packages, and he's mixing man-to-man coverages with zone. I mean, it's all this crazy stuff, and he's going to have an opportunity to be a head coach. And one of those things, I think going into this season, a lot of people, would you bet the 11 rookies can make an impact and save Tom Coughlin's job?
Wow.
Wasn't Tom Coughlin one of the most talked about? Boy, he could be out by week 7.
Oh, yeah.
Team.
At the beginning of the season, that was all the talk about how the Giants were bad, how Coughlin was bad for the team, how he was bad in the locker room, and now nothing.
Zip it. Zip it. Zip it. Derek. We're out of time.
Yeah, we're about out of time. But you know what? I think, you know, with this nasty weather out and stuff like that, it still shouldn't stop you from getting the golf bug if you wanted to go hit a few golf balls or something.
Perfect
Daddy.
Opportunity.
It's out of Prairie Hills Golf. They have a brand new golf simulator. It's great. You can go out. You can play 18. It's very realistic. It measures the trajectory, club head speed, ball speed, all that good stuff, so you get an accurate experience. And not only that, but you can head out there because they have 2008 memberships as affordable as $290, Daddy, for a single 5-day-a-week membership without a card.
Make sure the police aren't around people you're stealing. Stealing
and that
from
goes, you can find all the memberships all the way up to full family 7-day memberships with cart rental included. They also have a complete bar, drink specials, sandwiches, and snacks. Meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick, and you can see the new clubhouse and feel the new attitude out of Prairie Hills, just 9 miles north of Menards on Highway 10.
You know, Derek, we're going to break down these NFL games, talk about them a little bit further. We'll give our selections tomorrow. Hopefully Doug will feel much, much better and be back in the fold tomorrow. We're going to tell
you, Doug, you got to get better, man.
We're going to tell you who Madison Hedgecock is as well. You know who Madison Hedgecock is?
Madison Hedgecock? No.
It's interesting. We'll tell you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Some great basketball going on tonight. 11-1 Elwood versus 7-4 Overton. Check that out, the Overton Gymnasium. Look forward to seeing if Bryce and Mauver continue that hot, hot scoring streak. Interesting to note, a lot going on this weekend. We can go to Prairie Hills, play golf. You can go to Omaha, Council Bluffs, take part in the River City hunting, fishing, boat, RV, all that expo going on. I want to thank Sandy Michaels, the AD of Holy Family U, and the Women's Basketball National Chair, and Tina Crow, the NCAA rep, for joining us, along with John McBride and Dick Turpin on the Doug and Daddy Show today. We'll see you tomorrow, 23 hours from now, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.